Welcome to the Heels and Quads Wrestling Podcast. I am Levi. I am only one third of today's show at Levi D. Zindel on Twitter.
And I'm Tommy at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter. And joining us for the first time since the WrestleMania 34 episode is...
Robert Lemons at Robert Lemons on Twitter. And I have recently just went to the top of Space Mountain.
Woo! Did you blade?
I did not. Man, that was awful. No, I did not blade, but there was a lot of woos going on in Space Mountain.
You have to.
Like, they had an extra hour park, like, from 11 to 1 on one night. And I rode it twice, and my little girl got mad because I was wooing with everybody.
You were embarrassing her, Robert.
Yes, I was, but it was worth it.
It was worth it.
You're embarrassing me.
She'll understand when she's older.
Yes.
God, you're so embarrassing, Dada.
Well, I was actually wooing while we were riding Space Mountain in between screaming. And then what was even more cool about the whole aspect of it was there were other people wooing after I did it on the same ride.
Oh, so you started the woo chants.
It was on the roller coaster as we were riding the ride. I was wooing and there was other people wooing with me.
Okay. But you started it, is what I'm saying.
I did start it, correct.
Okay. Well.
Correct.
Was this the day you were wearing the Heels and Quads Wrestling Podcast t-shirt that you got from wrestlingtees.com/heels and quads?
And there's four other designs you can buy other than the one he was wearing in the picture?
Yes, that was the same day.
Excellent.
I appreciate
this message is approved.
I appreciate the plug.
But overall,
following has been paid for by the Heels and Quads Wrestling Podcast.
Oh my god.
You did it the hard way.
They're so poor.
Look at his nipples. Are we allowed to say nipples now?
Yeah, we can say nipples. We can say basically everything except for like GDF, the C word. So like we can say ass, shit, hell, damn, bitch.
But we can't say the F word as in fake.
No, we can't say that either. No, okay. That's not allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that will be censored. Beep.
Cool. I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready. I'm excited to be back. We had a shout out on Twitter today, and I thank the fan.
The poll that won, would you like Robert back on the show? Yes, no, or who's Robert? Who's Robert won? So.
With 100% of the votes.
I oh, really? Voted on that one. Yeah, I voted that one myself.
Did you really? You voted for who's Robert? Yeah. It was great. It was Levi's was idea. Good. I posted it, but I thought it was funny, and I was like, yeah, I got to do it. It's hilarious.
He said, let's do a poll if we should have him back on, yes or no. And I was like, well, you got to have who's Robert on there, too.
Yeah, because naturally. Nobody, I mean, I haven't been on for like almost 2 months.
Hey, you know what? We missed you.
I'm a man of many travels. I've been to New Orleans and I've been to Orlando, Florida.
And speaking of travels, me and Levi will be at StarCast and All In.
All the
end
way.
Of August, Labor Day weekend.
Selfishly, I'm hoping Levi says, I can't go so I can go.
Well, your chances are looking up, man.
Are they?
No, I don't know. I'm just kidding.
He brought you up just to bring you right back down.
You know, it's always
total
good to
heel.
It's always
total
good
heel.
It's always good to tear somebody down, but if you don't build them back up, you're an asshole.
Hey, no, but I'll put you over.
Yeah, but you know what, Robert? You got to go to Supercard of Honor, and we didn't get to. So
WrestleMania and Supercard of Honor.
Yeah, WrestleMania though. I mean, honestly, I probably would have rather gone to Supercard, but.
I wish I could have went to Supercard and NXT. That would have been good. But
yeah, that would have been
time,
sweet. Speaking of which, there's also an NXT takeover this weekend.
In?
Yeah.
Chicago.
In Chi-Town, well, where we will be Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
Anyways, so let's start with some news, Ski, shall we? And kicking it off, announced last night, either during or after SmackDown, but the SmackDown Tag Team title match has been moved to the pre-show. Big surprise.
Of course.
It's Gallows and Anderson. We got to put them on the pre-show.
Nobody wants to see the brothers.
Except for us.
Yeah.
The podcast
the decent
brothers.
The decent brothers. They're
the decent podcast brothers.
The pre-show brothers.
That's pathetic.
Yeah, they should make a shirt. Hashtag pre-show
brothers.
Brothers. Yeah.
Yeah.
My opinion on this is I'm not happy about it.
They put on a great match, man.
Well, and, you know, I think what they're trying to do is basically, like, what else are they going to put on the pre-show? And for some reason, the SmackDown tag titles have that pre-show vibe to them.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of the combining the shows. I actually enjoyed watching 15 pay-per-views a year.
And we haven't had you on since they did that, because we haven't had you on since WrestleMania, so.
Yeah, I got blacked.
Yeah.
Well, because, you know, combined shows are just leading right back into no split brands.
Well, and honestly, with the way that they're doing the TV contract, it's going to be all SmackDown. Raw's going to be long forgotten.
Yeah, I think with SmackDown going to Fox, that's going to do nothing but put that higher up on a pedestal.
Well, and then, I mean, realistically, you could have your tri-branded. Now you can have just a SmackDown. I mean, there's so much stuff that they can do with it, and they're totally going to drop the ball with it.
Did you guys see that they are going to put NXT on network TV as well?
I did not see that.
That was a rumor.
Was it a rumor?
Yes, that was a rumor, because I had to call somebody out on it on my Facebook page and tell them to stop that.
Because I saw it, and I thought it had said something about like NXT possibly being on like FS1 or something.
No. That wasn't part of the deal. They're going to keep – because they have to keep the WWE network with decent content, or else what's the network good for? Just $140 worth of pay-per-views a year?
Well, and I mean, in all honesty, I kind of – I mean – as much as I know how much money they make off of their TV deals, I would prefer just to have Raw and SmackDown on the network, too.
Yeah.
I think realistically, there's too much money to be made.
Well,
it's
$1
billion for 5 years.
That's a lot to leave on the table, but, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of wrestling fans that keep their cable or satellite providers just for wrestling.
Yeah, but you can watch it on Hulu.
That's true, but it's also heavily edited.
It is, and here's the thing. If you want to watch Raw or SmackDown, you can watch it a month to the date after it airs on the network.
And here's the thing is I haven't watched Raw or SmackDown in full in probably over a month.
No, I and you're going to laugh at me. No. I haven't watched it at all. because it's that boring to me right now.
Wow.
It's just lame, man.
Robert's really finally lame. Jumped on our bandwagon.
Well, after watching New Japan, the last two, I'm hooked.
I think the last bit I watched was Raw after Mania and SmackDown.
Yeah, that's the last ones I watched in whole.
Well, no, you know what? I think I watched a little bit prior to the Greatest Royal Rumble, which was basically another WrestleMania.
That was, yeah, but that event as a whole was a turd in a punch bowl, I thought.
Oh, yeah. It made zero sense to have another Royal Rumble that close to a huge event like that, that close to a major.
Well, and they give Braun a belt, and then, like, they just kind of, like, forget about it. He had it on Raw the next week, but then it was nothing after that.
Yeah. Braun Strowman is the Royal Rumble champion.
The greatest Royal Rumble champion. And he did it the hard way.
Speaking of news, right before we started this call, I was trying to get caught up on some news. EC3 is about to have a mouthpiece in NXT.
Oh, really?
Paul Ellering.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
Nice. I like that pairing.
Well, and they were talking about that NXT has so many superstars right now that they don't have enough people to be on the show. So I think you're going to start seeing a lot of duos and a lot of groups coming through.
Uh-huh.
I like factions.
Where did you get that info? What site?
WrestleZone.
Okay. I figured. I just wanted to make sure we plugged them. That way we don't look like giant dicks.
My source tells me
that Levi vapes.
Yeah, I have a
lemon pastry flavor.
Is that what it is?
Good for you.
Is it Robert Lemon's pastry flavor?
That's Robert Lemon's pastry flavor. Yeah.
Our special guest,
Dave Meltzer, is my inside source.
Oh, is he Uncle Dave?
Uncle Dave.
Old Dave.
All right, I'm tired of talking WWE, but in WWE news,
yeah.
Xavier Woods is going to be a playable character in Super Bomberman R, which I almost bought for the Switch last weekend and decided against it, and now I want it because I want to play as Xavier Woods.
He's kind of carving out his own little niche.
I love it. And speaking of Xavier Woods in video games, don't forget tomorrow the live stream for Street Fighter V Challenge at E3 between the New Day and the Elite. The Elite.
Not EC3 or E3?
No. Okay. E3.
Okay.
And that begins at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and it'll be streamed on twitch.tv/CapcomFighters, and I will be watching that.
All right.
Ooh.
And in the last piece of news, not only will the G1 special air live on Access TV on, July 7th?
At the Cow Palace.
At the Cow Palace. I think it's July 7th, right?
Yeah.
Saturday, July 7th. But all day they'll be running a Bullet Club is Fine marathon starting at 11 a.m. Central Time. And it will be hosted by the Bucks and Cody.
What?
Yeah. And it's going to be like their favorite matches or whatever from New Japan.
Looks like I got to create a new email so I can watch that on Sling.
Because we don't do that at all.
Out
of curiosity, can I say hard on?
Yes, you can say hard on.
Okay, I have a hard on real big for Cody right now. That dude,
I think we all do.
He is amazing.
He's daddy, and daddy eats first.
Yeah, daddy always eats first.
And daddy always gets the big piece of chicken. Shout out to Scorpio Sky for that. Because Cody's next in line, man.
Cody's
next in line.
He's snarky on the Twitter machine.
He
don't care what anybody
thinks.
It's
beautiful. I love it.
It's great. He's the man on Twitter.
And I can't even tell if it's kayfabe or if he's like just legit. Like I don't give a shit.
I'm
gonna say what I want.
I'm excited to see kayfabe on New Japan.
Well, that's one of the best things about it is.
Oh God, it's
you
amazing.
Know it's still real to me. Damn it! In New Japan, and Levi's hard vaping.
He is hard vaping. He's getting some of that lemon pastry all up in his lungs. All
right, so that's the last little bit of news that I have. I just it was quick because yesterday we kind of ran through some extreme news.
Extreme.
Yeah. No, nobody cares. So
nobody cares about the news except for Ronnie. Ronnie loves the news.
Ronnie loves it.
I'm disappointed.
We're clocking in at about 13 minutes. So
I'm disappointed.
That's not bad. That's half of yesterday.
I'm disappointed because I wanted to be on that one yesterday. I literally, Chris Jericho totally turned over a new leaf in Dominion. Oh my God, it was amazing to watch.
I for one, am glad you weren't there.
Why?
Well, because we did 2 hours as it was, and if you were there, we would have easily pulled in probably 5 to 6.
We would have done the Dominion, the whole show.
It would have been word for word, move for move, eye blink for eye blink.
I need to give a shout out while I'm at it too.
Okay, give a shout out.
I'd like to give a shout out to Tommy Walter for letting me use his New Japan account to watch Dominion.
Hey,
put that on there.
I don't do that. I don't share.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
I'm an asshole.
I want to just give a shout out to Tommy Walter for letting me use his credit card for like everything. For the MLB Network.
Hey,
wait a
second.
You have MLB Network too?
Yeah, MLB TV. Yeah, I have it.
Okay, all right.
Well, I thought you already used it.
No,
I thought I gave it to you.
No, we're gonna have to talk about it.
I'll text it to you. Don't worry, buddy.
That's what friends are for.
That's what friends are for.
All right, let's get into this. I'm excited. All right. I'm excited.
Wait, whoa. Hey, take it back there. We gotta do some predictions.
Pull back the reins.
Pull it down.
We gotta do some predictions.
Pull back your
here.
Roman
so
reigns, Richard.
Let me bust that up real quick. Pull back your foreskin there, Richard.
Oh. Is that the first time foreskin's ever been said on this show?
I think it is.
Maybe the last.
Yeah, foreskin. We're about to get canceled.
My first right, show so, back and we're canceled.
Hey, and just to the listeners out there, this is why Robert's not on every show, because it is just always
it's a train wreck.
We can't get anything.
It's an SHIT show.
We can't get anything done because we're all laughing, but and Levi's vaping because he's sweating.
Yeah.
He's got his fingers on the Bonnie Hammer button ready to pull the plug.
Benihana.
It's not on Heels and Quads. It's not the Bonnie Hammer button. It's the Benihana button.
Benihana button. Yeah.
Well, I mean, right, we're this more Japanese focused, so it makes sense.
Of course.
Shout out to
Benihathon.
Shout out to Benihana if you want to sponsor the show.
Shout out to Gold Bond Ultimate for sponsoring Money in the Bank this Sunday.
And my beehole.
And WWE Champions app, which you can purchase or download for free on the App Store.
Oh, speaking of WWE Champions, did you guys see that graphic I retweeted?
Nope.
Shinsuke giving the logo a low blow.
Oh God.
Go on Twitter after we're done and look at it. It's ridiculous.
Seen any low blow Jeff Hardy last night on SmackDown?
Poor Jeff.
I did. That was I watched that video last night when I was falling asleep for bed. So I guess that's the most recent Raw or SmackDown video I've watched, because I was trying to fall asleep, so I put on
I'm sick of the low blow.
YouTube clips.
I'm not even invested.
It's lame. It's not.
I'm not even invested in it. It's stupid.
So
that's what Levi does instead of texting me back, which he did apologize this morning for. The low blow.
Low blow you?
Yeah, you low blow me and you don't text back.
Oh, yeah.
But he apologized. All right.
Yeah. No, I said sorry. All right. Money in the Bank 2018, Sunday, June 17th. That's this coming Sunday. It has Raw and SmackDown on it. Sponsored by Gold Bond Ultimate, yada, 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 at the Allstate Arena in Rosemont, Illinois. All right. So the pre-show, as you stated earlier, is the Bludgeon Brothers versus the pre-show brothers, Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. So who do you think is going to win that one? I got Bludgeon Brothers. They're not going to give the boys the belts.
Agreed.
I'm disagreeing.
They won't. I mean, I would like to agree with you, but for consistency reasons.
Yeah, but like I mentioned before, they have done zero, the Bludgeon Brothers. They have done zero.
Yeah.
Other than the creepy little promos, they've done nothing. And I just wanted to also mention, shout out to Carl Anderson, Abs Anderson, if you will. He told Luke Harper, who tweeted out and asked if his hot Asian wife would be there, and he said, and Carl Anderson said this morning, no, he won't be there. And it's kind of funny that you mentioned that, because everybody still sees you as Bray's bitches. Hashtag braised bitches. So hashtag that on Twitter.
Trending worldwide.
Well, is AOP on Raw or SmackDown?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. They're not there.
Okay.
They were on Raw.
Yeah, they're on Raw, but they're not on Raw.
Well,
the
only thing that I would say is if AOP does somehow miraculously end up on SmackDown, I think you would see the Good Brothers go over, and that would be their next feud. But it's not going to happen.
No. Yeah, I'm going with the Good Brothers winning the belts because I don't see the Bludgeon Brothers going anywhere. So it's
how long have the Bludgeon Brothers had it? Fastlane?
No. Yeah. No. They went at Mania.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I want Gallows and Anderson to win, but I don't know, man. I'm just going to say Bludgeon just because.
Well, we can be different. We weren't different on anything on New Japan.
At Dominion. Yeah, Tranquillo. All right.
Bludgeon
Who you
Brothers.
Got, Robert?
Bludgeon Brothers.
All right. So,
2-1.
Women's Money in the Bank ladder match. Ember Moon versus Charlotte versus Alexa Bliss versus Becky Lynch versus Natalya versus Lana versus Naomi versus Sasha Banks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Did you see there's a potential spoiler or something that there was a action figure that got released with Natalya and a Money in the Bank briefcase?
My kids have it.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Chase figures. They all come with the Money in the Bank briefcases.
Oh, okay.
Well, so
this is
got
rat poison for you here.
I got Ember Moon on this, man.
No.
Well, you can say no, buddy, but I got Ember Moon, so. I'm just stating a fact here.
Are you giving
That's
me
all.
Heat right now? Are you giving me heat?
Yeah, I am.
You got heat, yeah. Robert.
Yeah.
I think it's Natalya.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm at a crossroads here.
Oh, a Cody Rhodes crossroads.
Cody crossroads.
Yeah, pun intended. So,
oh my God,
what was that little noise you made?
I readjusted my Richard. Okay,
you're like,
easy.
So, anyways,
easy.
I have two picks, but I'm gonna narrow it down to one right now. So, Natalya, I see you doing it. Strictly for the Ronda Rousey factor, best friend, all that, you know, which me and Levi have talked about in the past. And then also the Becky Lynch factor that we've been putting her over since Royal Rumble and still has done nothing. But I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I just to be different with everybody else, I'm going to go with Becky Lynch.
Well, the reason for my picking Natalya is I think she's going to cash in.
Yeah.
She's going to cash in and she's going to win the belt.
That night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To set up. That
was my idea, was that she was going to win it, cash in. That way, Ronda doesn't win the belt, but she also doesn't lose a match.
Yep.
So, I mean, that makes the most sense.
You're protecting your star.
Right.
You're protecting your star.
But still making her look strong because she's still in the title match. She accepted a challenge from the champion. But she's not winning the title because it's too soon. And she's still technically green, even though at WrestleMania she was fantastic.
Green is goose shit?
Yeah, green is goose shit. But
green is goose shit. So I got Ember, Tommy's got Becky, and Robert's got Natalya. All right, so the men's Money in the Bank ladder match for the World Championship contract. Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, The Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, or versus anybody from the New Day. One of those guys. So, first of all, who do you think is going to go in from the New Day? I think Big E. No
yeah,
doubt.
Big E.
I don't think so. Xavier Woods.
You think it'll be Xavier?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was in a porn, so, yeah, could be.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Pornography.
But, I mean, Kofi also, I mean, he is...
He hasn't wrestled in months.
Yeah, he is... Kofi's a quote-unquote spot monkey, so, I mean...
Oh, yeah, he might be their guy for some spots.
Yeah, so...
You're right.
But, I mean, Xavier Woods can do some pretty good spots, too.
I just think with all the publicity that Xavier Woods has gotten this week, I think he gets to match.
But Big E is the... I just see him more with a potential world title shot out of the three.
I don't even see any of those three having a potential world
title. Well, I mean, I don't think any one of them would win, but I'm just, you know.
I think Baron Corbin's missing ponytail is going to get a title shot.
His skullet?
His skullet.
That was bad.
And I don't know, this is a tough one as far as the winner goes, because I feel like Braun could win it, but he also is so big he can't get up on the top of a ladder.
Yeah, and I mean, does
win the clean?
Does Braun really need the briefcase?
No. No. So I think, I mean, it could be Miz could be the second 2-time Money in the Bank winner.
Did you say Roman Reigns?
Or no, he's in a really exciting match against Jinder.
Oh God, I would. Yeah. I would say at this point, I think it's going to be Samoa Joe.
I like that pick.
I kind of do like the Samoa Joe pick. I
you
do.
Know, I'm going to go with I really haven't thought about it all that much.
I haven't either. That was just the first thing that came to my mind.
I mean, I like Samoa Joe a lot. Miz would be an obvious choice for me.
I'll tell you right
Bobby
now.
Roode.
Throw Miz out because he's going to be feuding with Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm going to put it between Bobby Roode and Kevin Owens.
What's your reasoning?
I got Bobby Roode or Samoa Joe.
What's your reasoning for Bobby Roode?
But just because, I mean, he was such a star in NXT. He comes up to the main roster. He kind of gets a good run on SmackDown. And then as soon
40 years old.
And then as soon as he goes to Raw, he gets crapped on. And like Levi said, he's 40 years old. So if you're going to do something with him, like we always say on the show.
You need to do it now.
You got to do it now. So I'm going to go with Kevin Owens.
Why Kevin?
He's still one of the best on the mic. He's got that I don't give a shit attitude, which I love.
That got CM Punk.
Yeah. But I mean, and then again, he's also not your prototypical. I love how we said it at the exact same time. He's not your prototypical body shaped champion, which I like because I'm not, you know, I've got the dad bod going.
You're large and in charge.
Yeah. But
I'm going to stick with Samoa Joe.
All right.
So when do you?
But also, Joe could be feuding with AJ after this, so he doesn't need the contract,
right?
You know. So
The Joe pick.
I do, but if he's going to feud with, he said
but
that
he can
was
cash
feud
in
with,
on either one, correct? That's what Carmella
yeah,
did.
Yeah, but I mean, but why would WWE?
I think they mentioned on Raw that it was brand exclusive. Like whoever wins it has to stay on their brand. Yeah. I think they did state that on Raw.
Oh, a new rule.
That makes me
I mean, they make their own rules because, I mean, Survivor Series isn't the only night of the year that they go head to head anymore. So, all
right. So, what are the Raw superstars again?
Braun, Finn, Rusev. Is he Raw?
No, he's SmackDown.
Kevin Owens, Raw? Yeah, he's Raw.
Bobby Roode.
Braun, Finn, Kevin Owens, and Bobby Roode. Yeah. So, I mean, whoever wins women's, it's the opposite brand that wins men's.
It's got to be. And, I mean, we didn't even mention Finn, but, I mean, he's got as good of a chance as anybody.
I think they're going to play up the feud. I think they're going to play up the feud with him and Seth Rollins again.
Yeah, I don't know that Finn's going to get another shot, man. I feel it sucks.
Ever?
I don't think
he'll ever get one? Or
maybe in the future, a couple of years,
They talked about
foreseeable
him.
Future. Okay.
Well, he's technically still, for the most part, has never gotten his one-on-one rematch.
And he won't get it as long as Brock Lesnar's champion.
No, and he won't be champion very long.
No.
So
whether it be Roman at SummerSlam or whoever gets the Money in the Bank and cashes it in at SummerSlam, which I hope happens.
I was going to say, if Finn wins it, he could cash in after Roman beats Brock at SummerSlam.
I'd love that.
Well,
that would be
great. Another thing to kind of look at is the momentum that Braun has. Are they going to put him over? I mean, that's the obvious choice. But we're thinking outside of the box.
Yeah.
I don't see Braun's big ass getting up on top of that ladder and taking down the briefcase, man.
I didn't.
That's my main.
But I mean, honestly, he would only have to really go halfway up or even three quarters of the way up just to.
But I don't. I think he wins the title clean when he does.
Yeah.
I don't think he does it with
I don't think they want to have any, like, stipulation or any kind of additive to it. It just it needs to be just, you know,
it's always a guy who's like he's an underdog who needs that to win the title.
Right.
That's what it's always that.
So then that narrows it down to The Miz, Bobby Roode, and Finn Balor.
I mean, pretty much. Kevin Owens, kind of.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, even
I'm going to take Bobby Roode on this, man. I'm taking Bobby Roode.
But even Samoa Joe, locking it in.
Even
Samoa Joe, I mean, he got a couple of
Bobby Roode for 5,000.
He got three shots at Brock, didn't win any of them. I would say he's probably the closest, other than Roman, to get it. But I mean, it's been Roman twice, Samoa three times, Kane three times. So I mean,
has Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens had a program together yet?
I think they had
a small one
while Kevin was champion, right?
Yeah. It was after AJ.
You know what? I'm leaning back towards Kevin Owens, to be honest with you.
Right. Yeah, I got Roode. You got Kevin. Who do you got, Tommy?
I said Kevin, but now I want to change because I want us to all be different. there's too many freaking people in this match. Okay, so you're going. Okay, so Levi, you're going.
No, I'm going to keep mine. I'll keep mine.
Yeah, I got Roode.
Roode. Roberts.
I'll keep it with
Samojo. Okay.
I talked myself out.
Okay, I'm sticking with Kevin Owens then. I was only going to change it if you were going with him just because I want to be different. I hate when we all pick the same. I like it for Japan, but I don't like it here.
That'll work.
It's all easy from here.
That was a good discussion.
All right, AJ and Shinsuke.
Don't talk business on the show. We know we're good.
AJ and Shinsuke, last man standing for the WWE title.
Who cares?
Right, exactly. I think AJ keeps it because
if they were going to put it on Shinsuke, they would have done it by now.
Yeah, AJ's going to keep that belt because he's. I think he's going to drop it to somebody.
I think after this, Shinsuke goes into a feud with Jeff Hardy for the U.S. belt.
Yep.
Have a foreign U.S. champion again.
And then Shinsuke wins, and then Jeff versus AJ at SummerSlam.
Yeah, for the title.
His English is getting better.
Yeah.
That's not nice. All right, I got AJ. Who you guys got?
AJ.
All right. Nia Jax, Ronda Rousey. We know who wins that, right?
Either Ronda wins or, like Robert said, Natalya cashes in. And,
outside interference.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a clean win.
No. Or Natalya, even if she doesn't win, she either helps or hurts Ronda in either winning the title or losing the title. So then it still kind of makes Ronda look strong either way. Or it hurts her by her getting help.
Yeah, I got Ronda winning this in some shape or fashion to where her name is Ronda Rousey defeated Nia Jax, whether it's disqualification or she wins the title,
it's
just something.
It's so stupid that they did that.
Yeah,
I know. I want to earn my spot. Well, now you're three.
2 months later.
Yeah, you're three pay-per-views in, and guess what? You already have a title shot.
And one of those pay-per-views you weren't even there for.
It's ridiculous and beyond me. Why is Stephanie booking the women's matches?
That I don't know.
It's just to me, you can't have Ronda Rousey lose to Nia Jax if she's such a believable badass. It's just it would defeat the purpose.
Unless
you make it look like she wasn't ready, quote unquote, for a big wrestling match like this.
So are they going to turn Nia heel? And do the whole thing, you know, you're a quitter, blah, 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 just like you are in UFC. But she just got announced to be in the UFC Hall of Fame. You're not on the outside. Maybe I'm overanalyzing it, but you don't put a sour
note. We always
do. Right before. Well, you don't put a sour note on somebody that's about to be elected into a Hall of Fame.
No.
Whether it's WWE or that. So,
and they have that kind of working relationship, or at least, you know, like, hey, we're cool if you're cool with us, and then, you know, all that stuff.
I think Natalya comes in. They've made too much of a big deal about her being friends with Ronda.
Well, they did it even on Raw Monday, the little bit I did watch. They had that spot. They had everybody on Raw that was in the ladder matches, male and female. And, you know, Natalya even said, I'm winning this match, and my best friend Ronda Rousey's winning the title.
Yeah, it could be Ronda wins clean. Natalya comes out, acts like she's going to celebrate after she won the briefcase, if she does. And then she cheap shots her or whatever, gives her a finisher, and then pins and wins. And then that still gives Ronda a notch on her accolades that she was once a women's
champion. I don't even think it gets that far. I think if Natalya's going to cash in, I think she cashes in the middle of the match. And either it would probably be via sharpshooter, but submits Nia. Like after Ronda's wore down.
Like, and that's not even a decent move because you have Ronda that has an MMA background with broken bones and you're going to make her tap out.
Exactly.
But then after when Natalya's champion and then it's Natalya and Ronda, they have a submission match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I
got Ronda spitballing in some sort of fashion here.
I'm saying Natalya is going to cash in.
Okay. And what's the last pick?
Oh, I'm going Ronda or Natalya cashes in. Those are really the only options because they're not going to have Nia beat Ronda.
No.
You're not.
All right. Yep. Carmella and Asuka for the SmackDown women's.
Asuka.
I think Asuka has to win that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way Carmella can win that.
All right. The next match, Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal.
Who cares?
Obviously. Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares? I'm going Jinder Mahal.
Yeah. All right, next match, Bobby Lashley, Sami Zayn. Clearly Bobby Lashley.
Who cares?
Are his sisters going to be ringside? I'm going Bobby Lashley.
No.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley.
Bobby. Seth Rollins versus Elias for the Intercontinental title.
Man, this is going to be the match of the night.
Yeah, this is going to be the match of the night. I'm looking forward to this more than anything.
I think Seth retains. I would like Elias to win the belt, but I think this is an ongoing feud.
He does not need a belt.
No, but I think it's an ongoing feud they're going to do with Elias and Seth. So I think if Elias gets it, it's going to be the middle match or the rubber match.
Yeah. I think Seth wins it here. Elias gets a rematch, wins that, and then they have next month, obviously, at the next pay-per-view, which is Extreme Rules, right?
Yeah.
And then SummerSlam. Seth faces, who did we say earlier?
Elias?
No.
Finn?
Yeah, Finn. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They finally do that match.
Yeah.
Again, like the rematch, yeah. But for a different title.
But it's going to be at a big show, like SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Like SummerSlam for the Universal title that they did. Exactly. Yeah,
all right. I'm going with that. So we all got Seth on this?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. As much as I want Elias to win, he won't.
Last but definitely the least, Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass.
Who cares?
Who cares?
That's the answer to every one of them.
I hope it's a double DQ.
Daniel Bryan's not going to lose. Yeah, it's going to suck.
It's going to suck because Big Cass can't move. I'm sorry, he sucks.
He's stiff.
Like, people want to complain about 20 years ago Kevin Nash. Like, Big Cass is worse than that, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, and he's got less moves.
And I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
Would you?
Don't care,
well,
man.
Would you be happy if he blew a quad?
You know what?
Oh,
I'd pop for that. I'd blow two quads.
Oh, yeah, we have a new rating system.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that yesterday.
Okay, I didn't know if you listened to the show yesterday, but.
All right, so speaking of reviews, now that we're this far into it, you guys want to jump into King of the Ring 97 and blaze through this bad boy?
Oh, wait, you mean there's not a Universal title match? At Money in the Bank?
Oh, no. Of course not. Why would there be? Why would there be a Universal title?
You mean to tell me Brock Lesnar once again is not going to be a WWE show, even though he's their main champion?
Since April, he hasn't been on TV since April, and we're going into mid-June with this. And he won't defend again until SummerSlam, so we won't even see Brock until start of August.
That's ridiculous.
Your champion doesn't even have to be on TV for 4 months.
I love how we don't have to watch WWE. And I mean, yeah, we all read the dirt sheet sites and everything, but we can still complain about it.
That's why we're not watching it
because it's boring.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, come on. There's so much other stuff going on in the wrestling world.
You've got guys busting their ass week in and week out, and then you want to give them
Brock Lesnar,
and then you want to tell them, "Hey, we can get you this top prize if you prove to us." Well, what's the point in proving yourself if you're not
not going to get it. And that Universal title means nothing. It means nothing. Kevin Owens was Finn and Kevin were the best champions, and Finn had it one night. Goldberg, it was cool. It was a nostalgia trip to see Goldberg with it, but that was
Don't forget Seth Rollins' run. Seth Rollins had a great run.
He wasn't Universal.
Yes, he was.
No, he was just WWE champion.
Yeah.
He had a great run as WWE title. I'm talking Universal title.
I'm going to let you guys continue to argue for about 20 seconds. I'm going to turn my mic off. I got to take a pause for the cause, but keep going.
Oh, you're right, yeah. Because Finn was the first Universal champion.
Yeah, and then you would have thought Seth would have won it after that when they did that little tournament, but instead he didn't, and Kevin Owens won with Triple H's assistance. So that was kind of weird too when that happened.
Yeah, but you just can't. I don't know. The whole thing with the wrestling thing, with keeping the champion off, reminds me of Hulk Hogan's run. It's worse. He was never on TV, and you only saw him on pay per views. And I'm not.
It's almost worse than that, though.
Well, and I'm not
because
it's. They said that this is the second longest run since Hogan. And as a kid, I remember Hogan's. You never saw him on main event Saturday night. You never saw him on Raw. You never saw him anywhere.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, Hogan's, and then you'll see him on the Jimbotron.
But people liked Hulk Hogan, you know? I mean, it's still, I know, I get your point, though, because it's the same, it's the exact
same. I am
same
a real American.
And once again, it's, you got CM Punk, same, when they held the belt for the same amount of days, they did the side-by-side, and CM Punk defended it 141 times, and Brock Lesnar's defended his belt 10 times.
It's stupid. How can they not see?
It's ridiculous.
If they're all about ratings, how do they
see? You got a buzz going on.
It's not me, it's Tommy's.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what he's doing to it.
Better?
Yeah. No.
Mm-mm.
You're still just a buzzing away. But anyways, all right.
Better?
While I'm still talking, yeah,
kind of.
It's faint. I think it's going away.
Okay. It takes it a minute to warm up. Calm down.
All right. Before I get on the subject of Brock Lesnar again, let's go ahead and move forward into King of the Ring 97, the reason why we're here, now that we're like 40 minutes in.
That's all right.
King of the Ring 1997, June 8th, 1997 in Providence, Rhode Island at the Providence Civic Center with the attendance of 9,312. This is the
177,000 pay-per-view buys.
177,000, nice.
Down 20,
very nice.
Down 20,000 from the year before, which we reviewed last week, 197,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're kind of going in order here. So.
Well, it wasn't meant to be. 93 was going to win, which is what I wanted to do. But
Richard
and Conrad decided they wanted to do 93. So I took it off the poll and restarted one, leaving 93 out, so.
In a night of firsts, as Super Soaker sponsors King of the Ring.
Is that the opening? Mom and Dad.
Yeah, that was the opening.
One of those. I wanted a Super Soaker so bad, like I could taste one. Mom and Dad never bought me one ever.
You could taste somebody spraying the water in your mouth.
Yeah.
He could taste it.
I could taste it.
All right, well, let's blaze through this because I think we all got things to do, right?
I'm not in any hurry.
Yeah, I got to watch for which
one. I am.
Okay, so before the show opens, we get the free-for-all match. The Headbangers defeat Bart Gunn and Jesse James with a stage dive, which is that double leg drop off the top rope, to win the match at 6 minutes and 10 seconds.
Woo!
Mm, quickie.
I love the Headbangers.
Did you mark out when they had them in the Tag Team Championship Tournament?
I did. I loved it.
Which headbanger had that weird gimmick after?
That was Mosh. He was.
He had the mommy thing.
The beaver thing.
Yeah, he looked at his mom's tits all the time and stuff.
Well, I mean,
that was so weird.
Everybody.
And then he goes off script. Then he went off script on camera and was like, "I can't do this," and then walked off.
Yeah. Chaz,
so I have a fun.
Chaz Warrington is his real name.
I have an interesting thing here, and I remember this, watching this years ago when it happened, but when the Hart Foundation cuts a promo before Stone Cold's match, did any of you guys catch this? There's a little
I don't know.
We'll get to it. Okay, it's great. It's really good. It's at an hour and 44 minutes, but we'll get to it.
Okay. Well, here, like, did you guys
get it? He's excited about it.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so the show opens. Oh, my God.
With Ahmed Johnson versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Ahmed Johnson versus Paul Levesque. Terror Rising.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's so scary.
The terror is rising.
Jesus, pal. I didn't know he was a bodybuilder. Let's have him win King of the Ring.
Man, I'm telling you, whenever I first started watching that, I forgot how freaking huge Ahmed Johnson was.
Yeah, that guy's
big. Well, I mean, and
looks like a cow.
By the way, if we didn't do this already, welcome everyone to the King of the Ring.
Wee 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 wee. Well, there's no siren.
No siren.
That's wrong. But you know,
Now you said he's a steamy pile of shit.
Who?
Ahmed Johnson.
I said that?
No, Tommy did on the group text.
I didn't say he was a steaming pile of shit. He looks like shit. He looks terrible.
Words of Robert Lewis.
Twist my words around to make me sound like a terrible person. I said he looks awful now because he's gained about 400 pounds. And yeah.
Oh, he's that big?
Well, I mean, he's not that big, but I mean, he's big now, not muscular big.
Well, if you were to compare him to now, he would be the prototypical United States champion.
He's basically a bigger version of Apollo Crews.
Yes, and he got more of a push
though.
He's super athletic for being that big.
Ahmed botched a lot though.
So Ahmed versus Triple H is a King of the Ring semifinal. Ahmed is over pretty big at this time. He gets quite the pop.
He's the Pearl River powerhouse.
JR is sure to let you know on the mic, on the commentary, that Ahmed is one of eight kids, and Triple H is an only child and had a butler.
And he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
That's right.
They always said that, and then they started saying it about Shane when he came in.
Well, and the funny thing about it was, is if you fast forward 4 years, he marries Vince McMahon's wife. not Vince McMahon's wife, I'm sorry. Sorry,
man.
His daughter.
Awkward. Does this storyline take place in Bitters, Arkansas?
It's after the Katie. It's like right around the Katie Vick angle.
Jesus! You just went there.
He's like, I'm gonna put this mask on and climb in the casket.
That was terrible.
Well, I was waiting for a yeah, and
you know,
like,
Vince thought he hit gold with that too.
I was waiting for a yeah from you about being marrying Stephanie McMahon, and I said Vince McMahon's wife. And there was a slight
pause. I was letting
pause.
You go with it.
Yeah, there was a slight pause, and then Levi lost, and it was like, I just said that, didn't I?
we like to let each other learn from our mistakes.
Yeah, Mr. Fuji.
Yeah, we have a good Oh, yeah. Oh, and Crush, too. Crush,
yeah, he did it yesterday in text.
I said, do you think Crush is poor? And he was like, Crush is dead. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, he's been dead for like 13 years.
Yeah,
dude.
Chris Adams has been dead for a while, pal.
Yeah. Brian
Well,
Adams.
I that shows you how much
and
I
not
remember
the singer
Crush.
Brian Adams.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's that song Brian Adams has?
Which
I
one?
I made a metal version of it. Popular one.
He's got a lot of popular ones.
The one where he's in the cold singing and he's like, ugh.
That was all.
Everything
songs.
Everything I do it for you from Robin
no,
Hood.
No.
I love Brian Adams.
He wants to see some chick. He's like,
Summer
wanting to
of 69?
Some chick.
Summer of 69?
No. No, he's wanting to cheat on his woman with some chick.
Really
he's
ever loved a woman?
No.
Oh,
man.
That is a good
one. Are you sure it's Brian Adams?
It's Brian Adams.
Brian Adams or Ryan Adams?
No, it's Brian Adams.
Like, cuts like a knife, Brian Adams.
Yes, but it's not that damn song.
I don't think it's Brian Adams, bro.
Tell me a couple of Brian Adams' big hits. I can't remember
the damn
name. I
just named
name
like
it.
45 of them.
No, you didn't even name five. So
okay.
Give me like two
okay.
more.
Okay, Cuts Like a Knife, Summer of 69, Everything I Do It For You, Ever Really Loved a Woman. That's four.
No, man, there's another one. I'm looking it up right now.
Look it up.
I'm looking it up. You guys talk about this match, and I'm looking it up.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys noticed it, but there was a sign in the audience that said, China is sexy.
That was and before Vince she was you. Even sick.
I want to run to
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the other one. That's
ooh, the ooh, run to you. I made a metal version of that.
And when I'm feeling it's hard. I want to run. I want to run to you. Yeah, okay. I don't have the words in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That's the one. I like that one.
That is a good one.
I like Bryan Adams in general. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
I'm actually a fan of Richard Marx.
I'm actually a fan of Richard Long.
So. I'm actually a huge fan of Sirloin.
I'm a fan of Ricardo Fumar. Richard Smoke in English.
Richard Smoke.
Ricardo Fumar.
Can we please put that on a t-shirt that won't sell?
Ricardo Fumar. Richard Smoke.
On tour.
On tour this summer with Elias. Who wants to walk with Richard Smoke? Everybody's like, whoa.
Well,
I just love it that you added in with Elias.
Yeah, with, of course. With a special yeah. appearance of Mr. Gacy.
Oh my God, don't start this crap.
No, yeah,
we gotta, do that. We gotta get through
I'm
this.
I'm at Johnson.
Review.
I'm Matt Johnson and Triple H. Kind of just a short opener. Triple H is busting him with some chops. Ahmed no sells. Military press Triple H. Ahmed sits up for the finish.
There China was a lot him. Of no sells.
Yeah. China distracts Ahmed. Triple H hits a pedigree, gets a pin, and the win. And that advances Triple H to the next round. And I give this match like 2 quads. That 1.5 quads.
That match ended in 7 minutes and 24 seconds.
Yeah, 1.5 quads.
Yeah, 1.5. But what I was saying before is there was there was a sign in the audience that said China is sexy, and Vince McMahon goes, "Well, I guess to some people she might be."
What like, a dude!
And I'm like,
oh my
damn,
God.
Vince, that's like savage AF, as the kids are saying.
F. All right, so after this, we move right into Mankind
this,
versus Jerry Lawler.
It's like New favorite. Japan. They move right into the next match. I couldn't believe it when I was rewatching.
When was Todd Pettengill back with Bryan Adams? Was it or Brian Pillman? Jesus,
that was
it's
later.
It's
on.
Later
That's
on.
After.
Yeah, okay.
I've
got
after
it
this
noted.
Match.
Okay,
Mankind and Jerry
Bryan
Lawler.
Adams is all over this shit.
He's all over the place.
Shout out to
I'm
Bryan Adams.
Run, I'm gonna run to Todd Pettengill. So this is another semifinal here, Mankind and Jerry Lawler. Jerry Lawler, Mankind cuts a promo at the start on Paul Bearer and asks what kind of king they would like him to be. And then King's backstage, I wrote King's backstage with King. I guess that was Todd Pettengill.
Yeah, it was Todd Pettengill.
With King. It shows his win against Goldust. King walks out and says his parent, Goldust. Mankind's parents made a mistake and talks how ugly he is. And then Mankind kind of steps
outside. The chick on the in the crowd, he asks her about the massage parlor.
Yeah, and then he asks the other dude how long his parole officer let him come out.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that one.
Yeah, he's good, man. He was so good as just a
I
dick.
Love Jerry Lawler.
As a Richard.
Like, as a Richard. Like, it's...
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler is always...
He's a legend, dude.
Even on the mic, on doing commentary, was always good.
So old Mick Foley starts it outside, slams King's face on the table. King pulls out some kind of – what did he pull out? It wasn't brass knucks.
I think it may have been a roll of quarters.
Really?
It's probably a roll of pennies left over from the massage parlor earlier.
Yeah, probably. So he hits Mick with that. King starts working on the ear and then bites it. He bites Mick Foley's ear, Mankind's ear. Excuse me.
Mankind, yes, not dude love.
I did that last week, remember?
I write Mick on my notes.
Well, I write Mankind, and I still read Mick.
So they go outside again, and then King's laying up against the stairs, and Mankind runs against it. He hits the stairs pretty hard, man. It looked really
good. He was all or
good.
Nothing. He gave 110% to sell everything.
Yeah. And those steps are solid steel.
Oh, they're solid steel. They tell you that, too.
Not diamond plate. Not the fact that it's less than a quarter of an inch thick.
No, and like when they're flipped over, you can like see through it because it's transparent.
Yeah, nobody sees that. Good call.
Sends Mick into the railing. Mankind gets drop kicked off the apron. Lawler hits a pile driver to him. Mankind kind of comes back. Lawler hits the old right hand off the top rope, or off the middle rope.
We just talked about that last week.
We did. He goes for a pile driver.
Speaking of pile drivers, in the last 4 days, I've seen more pile drivers between New Japan and WWE. It was very refreshing. That was one of my favorite moves ever. Most dangerous.
Wasn't Punk the last one to do it in WWE? Mm. I remember him doing it when it was taboo.
I don't remember. Well,
who
I mean,
was it?
I had all the,
yeah. Punk. I remember him doing it when it was taboo.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple years ago.
I think he was the last one to do it. Because
even the commentators were like, oh, wow, he hit a pile driver. And, like, I'm sure they gave him flack for that.
Yeah. Well, New Japan had, I mean, with the Okada match, there was, like, 9 different tombstones, which I was kind of overseeing the tombstones.
Robert's like, yes, he wants to talk about New Japan, not WWE. Right? Yeah,
well, I'm just comparing.
It's like
You're
us.
Welcome.
No, I'm with you.
He's got a hard on.
We turned him on, literally. Just no, we didn't turn him on to it. We turned him on.
Well, it's one of
we
the
We helped
first,
him make the curry.
It's one of the first it's one of the first times in a long time that you really don't have a faith in a heel. Whenever you're watching, you know, WWE, there's not a it's either a face and a heel facing off. There's no two babyface, there's no two bad guys.
Oh, WWE's nowadays it's all babyface versus babyface.
Yeah, stupid.
But anyways, okay, so
pile driver.
Lawler hits a pile driver, yeah. Mick comes back. Lawler hits the right hand from up top from the middle rope. Goes for another pile driver, but gets reversed into the mandible claw, and Mick Foley wins. And your buzz is kind of coming back.
At 10:24.
Yeah. And then this is when you get the Todd Pettengill backstage with the loose cannon, Brian Pillman.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
And then Stone Cold shows up behind him and is looking all crazy and ready to kick his ass, and then he flushes his head in the
toilet.
Dude,
his face there is incredible.
Oh, it's amazing.
Well, he was mocking him.
Both of their faces.
Yeah.
So did they have – were they still best friends at this time?
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, they were always friends. And it sucks that, you know, I have it noted on here later in the notes, too, that, man, Pillman as the loose cannon was so good. And that is untimely passing, man. That just – that man, because I was looking forward – to Stone Cold and Brian Pillman as the loose cannon. That would have been such a great feud.
Yeah. But, it never got anywhere with him getting that car accident.
Man, that sucked. Because Pillman was great, so rest in peace to Pillman. But yeah, Stone Cold gives him a swirly. and then we go into
Did you guys get your text?
Yes.
And then we go into Crush versus Gold Dust. And oh yeah, that's the picture.
Look at Pillman's eyes in that picture. I'll post the picture
so
on Twitter. I screenshotted it.
So then we go into Crush and Gold Dust.
My God, Marlon.
And the Nation, hey, just so everybody knows, the Nation of Domination isn't a racist faction because Crush is in it.
Well, is Crush white or Samoan?
He was
Oh, they said he's Hawaiian, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a Hawaiian tattoo on his head. they let you know that, but I think Crush was thrown in there just so there's a different color skin in it, because I feel like somebody in creative was like, this is all black guys called the Nation of Domination, and they raise their fists, like,
yeah,
you know,
and
sure
that's
somebody...
what the whole gimmick was like a Black Panther-esque, like, we want respect, we're not getting the matches we think we need, and it was all, you know, in that wrestling world.
Can you hear my vape?
Faintly, I could hear.
Okay,
because
I'm covering my mic with a pillow.
Okay, well, it's, yeah, I can still hear. Anyways, but I actually wanted to talk about this briefly.
Okay.
So, Crush.
Okay.
He comes in as one third of Demolition after, which one was it that was a little older?
Axe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Axe and Smash, but I think it was Axe that was a little older. Smash was was Barry Darso, who went on to become the Repo Man. I still love the Repo Man.
Yep.
Anyways, but Crush comes in, kind of like helps out Tag in that team, and then he goes on to what is it, Kwana Crush or Kona Crush or whatever, however you pronounce it. I don't know.
He went to WCW as well in between there.
So he went to WCW before he comes back as like the prison guy.
I think so.
I don't know. I don't think because
I know he went afterwards, because
he never made a second appearance in
Okay, so it might have just been after when they were signing everybody.
Yeah, because I know he went to WCW because he was the original Demon.
That's
before Torbjörn got it. He died before he came back to WWE.
Right, the later on.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to try to clear that up because I was confused with the gimmick change between the Hawaiian Crush and then into the Prison Crush. Like, I think he, like, got in trouble for some steroids at some point, if I'm not mistaken.
And then he became the Prison Crush.
And then when he came back, they gave him that gimmick. I'm pretty sure that's how it went down, but that's just flying off the top of my head. Anyways, go ahead.
So, well, I was just going to say, I don't have a lot for this match.
I really don't either.
Goldust,
you know,
Goldust won with a DDT, so.
I mean, I enjoyed Goldust's entrance more than anything because the way they Goldust. Put him over here, they just put him over. JR put him over so well, and he was – this is kind of like that.
Marlena is so hot.
Oh, my God. I had plenty of wet dreams for her.
But this is coming in – this is coming into that whole Attitude Era thing, like where did it start? When did it begin? But we good?
Can I share a story real quick? Story time.
Can I get through with what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
For the love of Pearl.
Mini Pearl?
Because I can't say. Yeah. Y'all come back, man.
For the love of Buddha. You can't say
Buddy
that
Murphy.
But anyways, no. Okay. So JR is putting him over, Goldust, as Dustin Runnels.
Yeah.
As Dustin Rhodes, as the son of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Was this the only time they kind of mentioned that, like around this time? Because I don't remember them ever saying that.
That's what I'm getting at, because it seems like this is almost like that we're pulling back the curtain. You're like, this isn't the Goldust you're used to, and his face paint was different here.
Yeah.
But it was just weird because he was such a fan favorite at this time.
But
he was so hot. Yeah, but he's so hot here. It's like, why did they not put the title on him here?
Man, I
love
Goldust.
Why is Farouk in the main event against Undertaker and not Goldust?
If it was Goldust and Taker for the title, I think the main event would have been so much better.
And not anything against Farouk or Ron Simmons, because he was amazing in the ring.
But Goldust was
just
hot,
at this time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Anyways.
So, I mean, it's the only thing I really got on it, man, is that Goldust won with a DDT, and there's just kind of a basic match. Yeah,
and Marlena was smoking hot.
The beginning of the match, his entrance with Marlena, who was smiling, which you didn't see very often on TV until maybe later on, but at this point, that's really the first time that she shows any emotion, like, at all.
Oh, when they're, like, kissing and stuff?
No, when she's coming out and they're high-fiving the fans and stuff, she's got this big smile on her face, smoking her cigar. I just thought it was really odd because I didn't notice it watching it years ago.
They
after the match, they start kissing and look like they're about to get it on in the ring.
Maybe they were.
I'm sure Goldust is all
they
hot
were married at the time.
Yes.
Yeah, he unzipped his shirt like he was all ready to go. So, anywho,
Levi, stop. You're making me
a little bit of, a little bit of small trivia for you. So, whenever Dustin Runnels went over to WCW, he came in as a heel. Do you know what his nickname was?
Seven.
No. Well, it was seven, and then he went to another one.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
The American Nightmare.
Oh.
Really? I don't remember that.
Wikipedia. It's your friend.
Yeah, sometimes.
Right. So after that match was Road Warriors and Sid backstage. They cut a promo, and Sid – I'm, like, waiting for Sid to botch his promo, but he didn't. And then they go
he
to
He actually
the Heart
did
Foundation.
A good job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
West
Hawk,
Memphis Zone.
What does Hawk say? Hawk says something absurd again. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So Hawk – they do their promo, and then the Heart Foundation does a promo, and then it leads into that match. The Heart Foundation being Owen, Bulldog.
Hey, but you know what you didn't mention?
ProWrestlingTees.com/heelsandquads.
Well, not only that, but when they were backstage, LOD and Psycho Sid are with handsome Doc Hendricks.
Oh, that's right. They are with Doc Hendricks, yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, you should tell everybody about ProWrestlingTees.com.
Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/heelsandquads because it's your one-stop shop for Heels and Quads Wrestling Podcast merchandise. We have 5 t-shirt designs available, so go ahead and go pick up all 5 of them or however many you want to pick. Just support the show by going to ProWrestlingTees.com/heels.
Tommy's got kids.
Back to the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Heart Foundation.
What happened? I blacked out.
Owen, Bulldog, and Neidhart versus the Road Warriors and Sid. I thought I don't have a lot of notes on it because I was actually just kind of watching this match.
Like, yeah,
it was a decent six-man.
That's the one thing that's hard about taking notes as far as classic reviews, because you find yourself just like, whether it be nostalgia or whatever, but you're watching the match because you're thoroughly entertained.
Yeah.
Like, because it's so different compared to the product today, especially with World Wrestling Federation.
So what I did for my research prior to watching all of this, I didn't even see the lineup card. I didn't even look at it. So I watched it as it was coming out. And I'm not going to lie, I giggled and smiled whenever I seen Owen Hart. Because, look, I mean, I haven't watched but maybe one other Owen Hart match. And that was the big culmination fight that they had with Bret Hart. So it was refreshing to see that, for real. It made me smile.
Well, speaking of Owen, the match just in general was a pretty good mid card 6-man tag match, and then the end of it, Owen hits that sunset flip, like when they're going to the ropes over.
Sid was about to powerbomb somebody.
Bulldog.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Owen, he kind of has like a botched sunset flip over into the pin. And then the three count is quiet, and you can only hear one and three. You hear bam, bam. You don't hear like one, two, three. You hear one,
there's three. A pause.
Yeah, so and then the bell hits. So it's kind of confusing, like it was a slow count, and then I heard the bell, and I was like, oh, okay, so.
The match is over.
The goes over, and they're, the Heart 1337. Yeah, 1337. They're huge leading into Canadian Stampede because
which is why this match is where it is. It's that build to Canadian Stampede.
Yep. And
which
then,
is a really, really good show, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And it's only got four or five matches, but it's an incredible, incredible event. And I really would like to review that even next month if we could.
Yeah. So after that, it does flashbacks to King of the Ring 96 of Stone Cold winning, and then Mankind's backstage with old Todd Pettengill and says he won't go down for anyone. And then we, just kind of a Mankind crazy promo. And then we go into Triple H versus Mankind, which I think this could be match of the night.
Yeah, it is.
On this one, for sure. Stone Cold and Shawn was cool, but it wasn't like...
The finish kind of...
It didn't have that, like...
Kind of pulls
made it not. Yeah. So Mankind and Triple H. Is Triple H wearing a different robe? Did any of you guys notice that? He's got a green robe in this. And I don't remember at the start of the show.
I think he wore the green one both times.
Okay.
I'm almost positive.
I do not recall.
So at the start of the match, you can kind of hear commentary. They're putting over Triple H pretty hard at the start, and then JR kind of chimes in and says, oh, but Mick, he's same way. So they kind of give some love to Triple H at the start of the match, and you're like, oh, okay, you can kind of see where it's going.
Yeah.
So Mankind starts out in control. Triple H takes control. Lots of right hands. China hits Mick with a right.
Did you know that Triple H was born with a silver spoon in his mouth?
I did. I heard it on commentary.
Wait, are you kidding me right now?
No.
JR mentions that you don't want to get hit by a woman who benches 320, and I was like, I don't know if I could see China benching 320, although she was jacked.
I could see her benching 320.
You think so?
Yeah. I could see the terror rising.
I wrote one note for that match. I wrote that
as
a,
I smiled.
That was a Tommy dad joke there. Yeah, that was good.
It's always wrestling.
Yeah, Tommy wrestling dad joke. Yeah.
There was a comment made by JR to Vince, has Hunter ever tried to buy the WWF? And I put irony because he basically will own the WWF.
Right.
And exactly.
Or WWE.
Yeah, that's good. Mankind gets caught in the ropes and his mask comes off. Triple H sends Mankind to the stairs. Triple H starts hitting the knee drop in this match. The solid steel chairs. Triple H is hitting the knee drop. Mankind hits a running knee into the corner, which looks pretty brutal.
I always loved Mankind's running knees.
Then he turns him upside down in the corner and does a running elbow drop, which was pretty sweet.
In the
like
tree
that.
Of woe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is the form of the Kinshasa.
Yep.
Kinshasa!
They go outside. Mankind misses the baseball slide and then backdrops Triple H onto the concrete. And Mankind does an elbow drop off the apron and barely catches him. And then JR says, "How do you learn to fall on concrete?" I had to note that one. Mankind tries for a pin, but China distracts him. Goes for a pedigree, reversed into a sunset, and then to mandible claw. China pulls Mankind out of the ring. Mankind's mask off. Atomic drop. Clothesline. Mick clotheslines them both over the ropes. They both go outside. Mankind misses the elbow, and China pulls Triple H out of the way, so Mankind hits his head on the railing. Then he sends Mankind into the stairs. Triple H pedigrees Mankind onto the announce table, which the table kind of took a second to give.
That was prior to them going in and loosening it up a little bit.
Yeah. And then China hits Mankind with the scepter. Mankind kicks out of the pin, and then he gets a pedigree, a 1-2-3, and Triple H is crowned king of the ring. Whoa, what happened there? We lost ya.
This match kind of builds up to them facing each other at SummerSlam 97 in the old blue cage.
Yeah.
Which was an excellent...
God, that's a good match, too. Yes, these guys were... Man, their matches were really good.
Yeah.
These, Hunter was the later ones...
And Mick Foley was towards the end of his career.
Yeah, I would take these more so than I would... Well, although the Hell in a Cell with him and Cactus Jack was good, so...
I love Triple H had those different personas. I mean,
completely different. Yeah, and then he was it the 98 Rumble where he did all three of them?
Yes.
I don't recall that.
Yes,
one.
It was 98.
Yeah, he comes out as all three different personas. So, anyways, Triple H gets crowned. All right, so here comes this. I've been dying to get to this. The Hart Foundation comes out, cuts a promo. At an hour and 44 exactly, you can go back and look at it. Hour and 44 exactly. There's a kid in the audience with an Austin 316 sign, and he's motioning, jerking off. And they pan to the kid doing it. They literally cut the Hart Foundation's cutting the promo, and then the camera goes right to this dude with the Austin 316 sign, and he's got his hand like he's jerking off, and then he kind of looks at the camera and like he notices he's on camera. So, like, that was the best part of this promo.
That was me as a kid. Promo. You're welcome.
Yeah, he was like, it was, just go, it's an hour and 44 minutes on the dot, dude. So, like, I wrote that down just because of that. It was so great. And I remember watching this a couple of years ago and was like, oh, my God. Like, I laughed so hard at it. And then I forgot that it was this show. So when it came around again, I was like, oh, my God, this is the show. The kid's jerking off on camera. Not really. He's motioning, but.
Well, I hope if he actually was, they wouldn't pan to it. They'd have him thrown out of the building.
Yeah. So, anyways, Hart Foundation issues a challenge to any five who want to come across the border to take them on. They go out and kind of bully on commentary, and then I think it's Pillman grabs a hold of Earl Hebner, and he's just crazy. And then I wrote, Pillman was so good as the loose cannon.
You know,
and then guess what? You get Doc Hendricks again.
Handsome Doc Hendricks.
You know, looking at Davey Boy Smith, his son, they just their build and how they are. They just, I mean, it's
ruined it.
Scary.
At least Japan got a hold of him.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at Brian Pillman. Look at Brian Pillman Jr. He's a spitting image.
Yeah.
Build, face, hair, move. I mean, his moves, just the way he flows in the ring, it's just like his dad. It's crazy.
Yeah, his bowel movements are the exact same.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Thank God we've already had him on.
No, I was talking about Bulldog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll never get him on.
Yeah.
Oh, right, wow.
So Doc Hendricks is handsome. Do it, Tom.
Handsome Doc Hendricks.
Is backstage with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
So I just watched that part that you were telling about.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
That's great. It's so good. Stone Cold says Sean Stone Cold says Sean knows he is the captain. Stone Cold will turn up the violence factor if Sean makes him. And then Stone Cold's walking to the ring, and then he kind of passes the Hart Foundation and says, "I'll whip your ass after I get back."
Oh, God.
He said he's bobbing his head while he's doing it. You know? I'll whip your ass.
Have you ever seen the Stone Cold E.T.?
Stone Cold E.T. Yeah, dude, that's funny that you said that.
Stone Cold E.T.
What? Stone Cold E.T. won't get a couple White Castle burgers. What? And they're like, what?
What?
Stone Cold E.T. want a couple White Castle.
What?
Oh, my God.
Tommy, have
so
you ever
good.
Seen that?
Dude, I'm the one that told Levi about it.
Oh, my God. Dude,
oh, it's so good. He does so many of them.
His gold dust is pretty decent, too.
His Vince is decent. Yeah. Yeah. And then Kurt Angle, he's like, I want a couple Whoppers with a broken freaking neck.
But Stone Cold E.T. is by far the best.
He's the best.
They hadn't done any. He hadn't done any in a while.
No, but he was over as hell because he was getting like indie bookings and shit just to come do like run-ins
and
stuff.
Yeah, Stone Cold E.T. And he's skinny as a toothpick, too.
Yeah. Did you see the one where he's at the autograph signing for Tommy Dreamer?
No, I didn't see that one.
You'll have to check that one out. It's pretty
cool. Okay. All right, so up next we get
Stone Cold E.T.
Shawn Michaels versus Stone Cold E.T. They kind of start the
we
match.
Need, you know what? Let's reach out and try to get Stone Cold E.T. on the freaking show.
And we get him to talk like Stone Cold the whole time.
Because what? We can't get Stone Cold. He's got his own podcast. Yeah, why would he do ours?
We need Stone Cold E.T.
Yeah, we're going to get the next best thing.
So I think you guys would probably both agree, but this match, their WrestleMania 14 match is definitely better than this one.
Yeah.
Stone Cold and Shawn.
Yeah.
But it's like, it has good parts, but it's mostly just, you know, it's a lot of.
Longest match on the card. It's like 23 minutes long.
Yeah.
But with, you know, the ref getting knocked out and having, you know,
two other
in total three refs.
They're all done.
Granted.
They got to go to the hospital.
Granted, you know, a ref getting a stunner at any point is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. They both kind of flip each other off, you know. Stone Cold gives him the double birds. JR says, is he calling him number one or number 11?
Oh,
and then Sean's like helping the Special Olympian. Is that a shoot? Did he really jump the barricade, or was that like part of it, you know? I'm guessing it was.
I'm sure it was just, you know, the fan thing. I don't think that was part of it.
Okay, so Sean gets back in. They're beating up on each other for a minute. And Stone Cold has Sean in the corner. I notice whenever he pulls the trunks and Sean's ass comes out, all the women cheer.
Oh, of course they do.
Because he's sexy, you know.
He's the boy toy.
Yeah. And then and thus begins all the referees getting knocked down. Irish whip reversal into a ref. Stone Cold hits a stunner pin, but no ref. Austin goes ahead and stuns that ref, and that's Tim White. Was he the first one?
Yes.
Tim White was one of them.
Then he stuns the ref. Kyoto.
Yeah.
And then Hebner was the third. I think.
Sean super kicks Kyoto.
Damn right it was Earl Hebner.
Hebner's the last one.
Well,
I knew
Hebner was the last one.
I don't know if you caught my reference.
And
he's the one who calls double DQ.
Well, and he's all in.
He is all in.
But if you ask him if he screwed Brett, he'll tell you damn right he did.
Oh, yeah, I got that reference.
Does he really?
Yeah, he's got a shirt.
Yeah, he has a shirt that he wore.
I did not
damn right
that.
I screwed Brett.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
He has a shirt, like, back whenever he was with TNA, like, they like that, he would wear it underneath his shirt, and they would start the chant, you screwed Brett, and he would be like, damn right, and he holds up his shirt and says, damn right I did.
Nice.
Classic Earl.
Earl comes out and calls the double DQ, and then Austin grabs the belts, and he gets up on the second rope to hit Sean with the belt, and belt hits him in the stomach, and then they both go to the corners, hold up the belts to cheers, walk up the ramp together, and they're not trusting each other.
Because Stone Cold E.T. said so.
Stone Cold E.T. said so.
What?
And then you get, after that, you get old Todd Pettengill once again.
Hey, before we get this, why don't we talk about Collar and Elbow?
Well, collar and elbow. Mind if you do. We're actually around the same time period that the Job Squad started showing up the next year. But speaking of Job Squad and Al Snow, collarandelbowbrand.com is a great merch store where you can get all kinds of sweet wrestling merch there as well. That's collarandelbowbrand.com. And at collarandelbowbrand.com, make sure you load up your cart. And at checkout, use coupon code HEELSANDQUADS in all caps to save 10%. That's collarandelbowbrand.com using coupon code HEELSANDQUADS in all caps at checkout to save 10% on your
Hey,
cart.
And while you're at it, why don't you go ahead and hit Zubas.com?
You can go to Zubas.com. Yeah, that's right. Z-U-B-A-Z. Sean was wearing it at this very time of review. Well, the show that we're reviewing.
You can get Red Sox gear there, can't you?
You sure can. And you can get White Sox as well.
Yeah, nobody cares about the Yankees.
So, anyways, yeah, Zubas.com, Z-U-B-A-Z. Same concept, but use coupon code HEELSANDQUADS in all caps to save 15%.
And then you can save on your car insurance by switching to Geico.
And while you're listening to ads and what have you here, speaking of Terry Runnels and Psycho Sid, who are both on this card, they're going to be at Heroes Hideout. And at HeroesHideoutNY.com, you can pick up tickets for the meet and greet that they will have at the store. At their new store that will be November 3rd from 1 to 4 p.m. for Terry, and then November 4th from 1 to 4 p.m. Okay, it's both on – okay, I'm just looking at this. They just announced it earlier today. But you can go to heroeshideoutny.com to get tickets for that, for the meet and greets. It's – let's see here. $30 $30 for the combo for Sid, $25 for the combo for Terry.
Hello.
Terry Bollea? No, I'm just kidding.
Runnels. And also, of course, at heroeshideoutny.com, you can check out all of the action figures that they have in stock, and not just WWE, but also the pop vinyls, and of course, the Bucks, Marty, and Hangman will be there. Sunday, August 26th, the weekend before All In, and you can meet all four of them, get an autograph, take a picture with them for $160. That's hashtag one sweet deal.
Oh,
and that's heroeshideoutny.com, and you can use coupon code QUADS, that's one word QUADS, and save 10% off your order.
There you have it, folks. And now on to the main event of the evening. Well, you know, the Undertaker and Farouk. But before that, Todd Pettengill once again is backstage with the Nation. And history will be made, says Farouk. And Farouk also says, don't worry about Paul Bearer's blackmail. Blackmail. Worry about this blackmail.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Play on words.
Oh, yeah.
It's a double entendre.
And then you get Farouk versus Undertaker for the WWF Championship. I have like zero notes.
You
on
mean
this,
to tell me so. It's the main event?
That's right, sir. That's right.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the title's in the main event.
I don't believe
it. Did that happen?
Yeah, it did. I guess it must have happened before.
That's so hard. Basically, in a nutshell, this is what happens in the match. Undertaker gets distracted. Farouk gets distracted by the Nation, who are inner turmoil arguing on the outside. Undertaker gets the win. Ahmad Johnson comes out, argues with Undertaker. And then basically this sets up Ahmad Johnson eventually, you know, severing ties with Farouk. And they become Ahmad becomes a member of the Nation of Domination. Not really a lot to say about the main event, but that's basically in a nutshell what happened.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it was what it was, but, you know, I think if nothing against Farouk Ron Simmons, but I would have loved to have seen Goldust and Taker here.
Yeah, I think that would have been a better match, and I would have liked to see Goldust be the champion, even if it's just a transitional champion.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
He deserves it. He deserves it.
So what would you, how many quads would you give this one?
Not many, like two.
Like the overall.
The overall show?
Yeah.
Yeah, 2.75.
I'd give it 2.5 quads, and mostly just because of Triple H and Mankind.
Yeah, we'll go. You gave it, Robert. You gave it 3.
It's more like 2.5, 3. Yeah.
Okay.
So we got 2.6.
Yeah, 2.6 quads.
2.6 quads blown out of 5 quads that you can possibly blow because for some reason there's 2.5 people. So,
not a terrible show.
No, it's not bad. It's something. King of the Ring 97 is kind of nostalgic in a weird way.
Yeah,
too.
It's.
So.
I mean, just. Triple H winning the King of Ring alone is worth the watch because you kind of see him, excuse me, start to grow.
Yeah.
As a more top tier.
Well, the following year, they did DX.
It's later on this year.
Yeah, and it was the year before is when Triple H was in. The doghouse for
because of the curtain call.
Yeah. Yep.
The curtain call. Refresh me.
That's whenever they
MSG.
All come out.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. I remember.
Yeah. So, anyways, we hope everybody enjoyed the King of the Ring review. If you sat around after our 40 minutes of news and Money in the Bank debating,
and then of course you know bullshitting in between each match,
of course. But you have to.
Yeah, we made it fun.
And shout out to our new friend Ashley for tweeting us.
She's not a new friend. She's been around for a while.
Well,
where have you been?
Friend. She's my new friend.
She Who's doesn't Robert? Like you, Robert.
Yeah, who is Robert? Nobody knows.
Who it's is Robert?
All right, so let's hit him with the plugs one more time and take her home.
All right, prowrestlingtees.com/heelsandquads is your one-stop shop for Heels and Quads wrestling merch. There's 5 t-shirt designs available, so please go and pick up all 5 of them to support your favorite wrestling podcast. That's the Heels and Quads wrestling podcast at prowrestlingtees.com/heelsandquads. You can also go to collarandelbowbrand.com, and at collarandelbowbrand.com, just do us a favor and load up your cart full of every single sweet piece of merch you find on there and use the coupon code HEELSANDQUADS in all caps at checkout to save 10% on your order. Same concept with Zubas.com. That's right, Z-U-B-A-Z, Zubas.com. You need to do the same thing and load up your cart full of all the tons of sweet merch that they have and your favorite NFL and MLB teams and use coupon code HEELSANDQUADS in all caps at checkout to save 15% on your orders.
Oh, my gosh. Buzzing. Am I buzzing?
Yeah. Okay, it went away.
How about now?
You're good.
Gone. It's pretty much gone.
Okay. Heroes Hideout is the true hideout for people looking for everything WWE, from retro collectibles, Mattel action figures to the new elites. They have the hottest meet and greets of yesterday's legends to the newest rising stars of today. Can't make it to StarCast or All In, that's okay. Because the weekend before, as mentioned earlier, Sunday, August 26th, Sunday. The Young Bucks, Marty Scurll, and Hangman Page. VIP package, meet and greet to meet all 4, get your picture taken with them, get an autograph, and not only that, but I mean, you probably get to spend a little bit of time with them, depending on, you know, the line, which being the Bullet Club, it's going to be a long line, but all for $160. So see the
solid deal.
See the latest arrivals at heroeshideoutny.com for high savings online. That's heroeshideout.com. Heroes Hideout is your new access to entertainment. Use coupon code heels and or not heels and quads, just quads at this one. Just kidding. See if you're paying attention. Use coupon code quads at checkout to save 10%. And not only that, but I wanted to do a little bit of advertising here for a little person that I know. As Levi vapes.
Right before.
All right. So if you're in the market for a new ride
buzz.
And you buzz.
Buzz Lightyear.
To infinity
I'll
and beyond?
Lightyear. There you go. There you go.
Good?
Yeah. Okay. I'll just say Lightyear from now on.
And okay. There's new Toy Story Land coming to Disney and at the end of this month.
I'm glad you got to go to Disney, Robert. We get it.
Yeah, dude. Cool, man.
Real cool, you dick.
You Richard. Richard Lemons.
Anyways, so if you're in the market for a new ride and you're in the New Jersey or the surrounding tri-state area, go see Tom Walter at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram in Bud Lake, New Jersey, off Route 46. You can check them out on Facebook or see what they have on the lot at johnsondodge.com. But for your best deal, stop in or call Tom Walter. He's the handsome Silver Fox one directly at 973-219-0721. That's Tom Walter at Johnson Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram, Bud Lake, New Jersey, Route 46. Yes, that is my father.
Plug in your papa.
Hey, and if you refer he's to trying to move the box, he's trying to move them Jeeps, baby. It's summertime. Get you a Jeep.
If you refer to him as Silver Fox, that may get you an extra $100 off.
That's right. Tell him we sent you. Tell him Heels and Quad say he know he'll know what you're talking about. He'll give you a good deal.
Sounds good. All right.
I'll tell him to throw in a free tank of gas. That's always the selling point.
Gets me every
time. Selling. Point.
I want a free tank of gas, please.
Selling.
I'll give you sticker price if you throw in a free tank of gas.
Ooh, listen to that. All right.
Take her home.
I think we took her home. But you got to remember one thing, and that's to tell your friends.
And tell your enemies. But also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Heels and Quads and Instagram at Heels and Quads Wrestling Podcast. I'm Tommy at Mr. Tommy Walter on Twitter.
I'm Levi at Levi D. Zindel on Twitter.
And I'm Robert at Robert Lemons on Twitter.
Who's Robert?
Nobody knows.
Who's Robert? 100%.
All right. So sometimes we blade.
And sometimes we do it the hard way.
We'll talk to you guys Sunday with the Money in the Bank review directly as soon as immediately following Money in the Bank 2018.
On the WWE Network.
And then, of course, it was going to be Tuesday, and then it was going to be Wednesday. We've moved it back to Tuesday. But next Tuesday will be the 100th episode. This is episode 98 you're listening to now. 99 is this Sunday, Money in the Bank. Tuesday will be episode 100, and it's going to be a blowout of us doing nothing but putting ourselves over as usual.
And I will be on that one.
And we might talk wrestling.
Oh, Robert's going to be on it? You didn't tell me about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to be on it.
No.
Yeah. Maybe I just invited myself to something else.
But
no, I'm awkward. Just messing around.
But depending on, I mean, even if it's during the day, I may gimmick heavily for that
one. Yeah, well.
No whiskey, though.
As long as it's not StarCast 96 gimmick, that's all, and then we're good. Wait. Not that one.
Starcade 95.
The very first one that we did.
Starcade 95.
It was 96. But the 96? One you don't want. Yeah, the one you don't want to drink like is the Supercard of Honor review.
Yeah.
That one didn't make
the
air.
One that didn't make it that might be next week.
Yeah.
I might release that Wednesday. It might be part of the blooper reel.
With a special guest.
Is she still around?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's still around.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if she was, you know, no longer with us.
Are you still Richard Pounder?
I don't know, but that was probably one of the most awkward.
That was my shining moment.
That was when you realized if you were no longer allowed to drink gimmicks before doing the show.
That was their moment of sobriety. Yeah, that was the moment of realization that it's not allowed.
All right.
Well, I'll talk to you guys Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Is that Tex Ferguson growling in the background?
Yes.
Get them damn Ewoks off my property. All right. So we'll talk to you guys Sunday. Bye.
Peace.
Give me back. Fuck yes.